If you said no to the mRNA jab, you dodged a depopulation bullet. However, don't stop there. And I'm glad that most of my listeners said no to the kill shot, the clot shot. And some of those who took the initial jab, of course, they stopped quickly after that, so they're probably going to be okay. But a lot of people are making the mistake of thinking, you know, it's done. They're going to survive. They're going to make it now because they dodged that bullet. They said no to the vaccine. Folks, I'm here to tell you, that was just round one. So the globalists have a depopulation kill quota for planet Earth, and also there are kill quotas nation by nation. Now, those kill quotas have been partially achieved with the low-hanging fruit of gullible masses who keep taking the vaccine jabs. You know, those are the oblivious, ignorant, mostly woke idiots who the globalists see as, you know, so stupid that they're just easy to convince to kill themselves. You know, these are the people who are carbon-based life forms, but they think carbon is bad. They've declared war on themselves, and they've taken suicide shots. So, you know, low-hanging fruit in terms of global depopulation. But after those people are gone, and they are dying right now by the millions all over the world, well, tens of millions around the world, there are more depopulation waves yet to come. And so even those of us who said no to the vaccine, we're going to have to survive what's next. And you can actually see the pieces of these subsequent waves being set into motion right now. So I'd like to cover some of those with you here, and hope that you're getting prepared for those things. Now, you're seeing globally, well, at least among Western nations, the insane dismantling of both food and energy infrastructure. For example, in the Netherlands recently, they announced they're going to shut down the largest gas field in Europe, even as Europe is in an energy crisis and doesn't have enough gas, and the Nord Stream pipelines were blown up. But they've decided that Europe has too much energy, and they think Europe shouldn't have very much energy. And we're also seeing the deliberate sabotage of food infrastructure in the United States in order to create artificial scarcity. So this is all by design to create starvation. We're seeing trains shutting down in the United States, trains that carry grain to cattle and chicken operations. We're seeing the USDA call for the mass culling of egg-laying hens in order to create food inflation and food scarcity. You know, fertilizer shortages are very bad, getting worse. The springtime planting is going to be strongly impaired because of fertilizer scarcity, and so on. So the weapons that are being deployed against us, they don't stop with the vaccine. Next is famine. And then, well, there's economic collapse, but war is the next big one. Potentially nuclear war. And you can already see the signs of this. So the Biden regime is driving us into a nuclear conflict, or at least one that could quickly become nuclear with Russia. And it's clear that Victoria Nuland and Blinken and others in the State Department are deliberately provoking Russia to try to get Russia to carry out a nuclear strike against the United States. Why? Well, because they want to see America completely destroyed, obviously. And if that doesn't work, don't worry. They're planning race riots. They're planning, you know, a currency collapse that's going to cause mass uprisings, revolts, violence, protests, economic collapse across America. So they, the globalists, they know that they can kill people through multiple methods to achieve their kill quotas, right? I mean, they can kill people with vaccines. They can kill people through famine and starvation. They can kill people through economic collapse, violence, nuclear war, you name it. But shutting off the energy infrastructure is really one of the key elements in this, because they know that if they shut down energy, which every leftist is desperately trying to do right now, they can shut down transportation, railways, barges, trucking, oil exploration pipelines, all of it. And that will cause more famine. That will cause more scarcity and supply line shortages. That will cause more poverty and more civil unrest and crime. And so what are the Democrats even doing on top of that? They're releasing violent criminals onto the streets as quickly as they can. Even child sex predators, they're releasing them. They're releasing criminal felons. They're releasing murderers and rapists in virtually every blue city that's run by a George Soros-funded DA. They are setting the violent criminals free. Why? Because they want chaos. it's part of their plan for depopulation and also political destabilization on top of that. But it's all leading into depopulation. And my point in all of this is that obviously each of us is going to have to do much more than just saying no to the jab in order to survive all this. We're going to have to be ready for economic collapse. We're going to have to be ready for, you know, food collapse, food scarcity, mass starvation, violence, political collapse, all of it. And a nuclear war on top of that. And by the way, the World Health Organization just recently put out a notice to the nations of the world to start stockpiling materials for nuclear fallout. You know, the kind of fallout you might get after a nuclear war. Why are they doing this? Well, obviously they anticipate a nuclear war. So do not be surprised when nuclear war emerges. The powers that be know that it's coming. They are pushing for it. So then the real question is, how many Americans, or what percentage of the American public, is actually prepared for all these things? And you have to be a super prepper to be ready for all these things. And yet, fortunately, part of the answer is that many of your preparedness activities help prepare you for everything. You know, for example, having emergency off-grid medical supplies, having off-grid money, having off-grid communications, having your own means of self-defense, you know, ballistic vests, firearms, ammunition, whatever is necessary in your case. Night vision, you know, thermal vision, thermal scopes. It's all important. But the number one most important thing, in my opinion, is getting away from the high-density population areas. And I know many of you have already done that. Some of you are considering it. Some of you are in process of doing this. Some of you can't because, for example, you may be taking care of family members in the city and you have to stay in the city. And I get that. It's not possible for everybody. But in that case, make sure you have a bug-out plan so that you can get out of Dodge and you have a secondary place to go. But for everybody who can get out, I strongly encourage you to consider that right now. Make a plan. Move if you have to. Change your job if you have to. Get out of the high population density cities, because the greatest threat is going to be the unprepared masses. These unprepared masses will be what we sometimes refer to as the zombies or the zombie wave. It's the ignorant, gullible, oblivious masses who are also unprepared. Many of them took the jab. They're not yet dead. They're partially lobotomized. And they have no preparedness, they have no knowledge, no skills, they won't live long. But during the time that they do live, they're going to cause a lot of havoc, obviously. And they're going to be desperate, and they're going to be willing to do absolutely anything to get food or water or shelter or what have you. So the farther away that you can be from the zombies, the better off your chances of surviving all of this, no matter how much gear you have or how much preparedness or how many magazines you have on your chest rig for your AR-15, you know, your super defense, Daniel defense rifle, whatever. It's not going to be enough if there's a massive zombie wave at your doorstep. So think about where you want to be as this comes down, because time is running out. Now, I've already decided where I want to be. I want to be in Texas, and for lots of reasons. Some people want to be in Florida, which is also a great choice. Other people are fine being in northern Arizona, let's say, or even eastern Washington, or Utah, or Idaho, the Great Redoubt, or, you know, whatever, Montana, the Midwest, Missouri, Kansas, not Illinois, obviously. You don't want to be in Illinois. You don't want to be in western Oregon or western California, obviously. You don't want to be probably stuck in Hawaii either, for that matter. And probably wherever you are in the world, you don't want to stick out as someone who is significantly wealthier or better armed than the local masses. If you live in a foreign country especially, you don't want to stick out as the foreigner or the gringo who has the money and the guns, because, you know, word spreads quickly and they'll come for you. So wherever you are, fit in, be community-minded, get extra radios so you can hand them out to your friends and neighbors and family members. Have extra food supplies. You can make donations to local churches. That's one of the things that I plan to do. Have extra medical supplies. You won't be able to get medicine very easily as all this goes down. Have extra ammo. Make sure you have, you know, night vision and thermal vision and so on. And when you do all that, you are giving yourself a much higher chance of surviving what's coming after the, you know, the low-hanging fruit are killed off from the jab. So that's the perspective that I wanted to share with you today. Don't think you're on easy street yet. You're not. There's much more yet to go in all of this. And the kill quota for the United States has not been reached, not by a long shot. It has only just begun. So they're going to, you know, crank up the kill efforts, the depopulation efforts, and you're going to see collapse, and you're going to see famine, mass starvation, violence, you know, homelessness, just the total collapse of civility and the collapse of the rule of law. You're going to see that, you know, if you make it through long enough to see that. And I think you will. If you're listening to this, you're very well informed and probably very well prepared. So stay informed. Keep preparing. Watch my videos if you want at prepwithmike.com. And hear my podcast on brighteon.com or read my articles on naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. And I hope that we can all make it through this together. Take care.